Let's start with the collective bargaining agreement. And I was throwing this out earlier in the show. You know, for the veterans, the Aaron Rodgers of the world that do not want a 17-game regular season schedule, there's more have-nots than haves with regards to the players. I don't see the new CBA failing. What are your thoughts?
Yep, I completely agree. It's not going to fail. Like, put it this way, two ways you could explain. One, the NFL knows what they're doing. They pit the players against the players. And really the line of where this have and have not is about $4.5 million per year. So you've got players like Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, J.J. Watt that are saying no. Well, they're above that line. But you know what? There's only about 15% of NFL players that make over $4.5 million per year. 85% of them do not, and they're going to see a financial increase in this. It might not be this one. It might be, you know, hey, let's ratify a couple things on page 4, page 6, page 10, but it's going to go through. You're exactly right.
The other part of it, too, the fact that not 12 but 14 playoff teams for 2020, and certainly with regards to the owners, how you know this makes sense, and the fact that as soon as the yeses are counted, you know they're going to go to the networks and say, okay, now we're getting an extra extra team, which means an extra game opening week, and as far as the playoffs are concerned, which means more money for the owners.
Yep, exactly right. And that's why this has to go through, at least on their part, is because it is more money. And it's all about TV. It's all about these TV rights, these deals. That's where the big money is. So, yeah, I mean, this thing's going to happen. You know, it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when.
Your thoughts, though, are you – I mean, I see the message, and, you know, you certainly – there's a reason why – because it's not like it's running out before this season. I mean, it's everything's still in place. But I think that the NFL wants to send the message that we're united in the direction that we're going. We're also showing the fact that there's a labor peace between the owners and the Players Association. It's more of a PR message than anything else.
Yeah, you know, I think you're exactly right. You know, and I think that, in the past couple of years, in terms of, the player protests and the kneeling and everything, I think that was a wake-up call for everybody that, you know what, this is the golden goose, and, let's all kind of move forward together and keep this thing going, because there's just so much money on the table for everybody. So, you know, that's why you see this is not a bad deal for the players, you know, comparatively, you know, to other CBAs where the NFL really would just force feed them nothing and make them like it, right? Like, this one has some good stuff, you know, for the players in it. So, yeah, I mean, you know, it's just going to come down to the majority of the players are going to benefit from this, and that's why it's going to work.
The other part, though, and I haven't really seen much reported on this, which concerns me, because, you know, over the last 3 or 4 years since the announcement came out of New York that the NFL has this goal of $25 billion annually, if we were talking about a 17-game regular season schedule, and you and I have discussed this, you're not going to get that from 16 to 25 with U.S. dollars. One of the ways to get there, let's see, we can play games in Vancouver. We can play in Toronto. We can play additional games in Mexico. We can play in Germany. We can play more games in London. You see where I'm going with that.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I mean, the NFL, you know, has had plans on the table to bring, the game to China. You know, and obviously
that's not going to happen right now.
No, it's not happening anytime soon. They've got some pretty serious situations. But to your point, I mean, that goes to show that, I mean, you're exactly right. Like, you know, for them to reach that target goal, you're going to have to expand. So, you know, one, they're expanding what they have, you know, here in the U.S. in terms of the games, in terms of the playoff and the TV. But that's not going to get you there alone, just like you said. So you're going to have to expand. We're going to see more games that are in London, more games that are in Mexico. And like you said, you know, in Vancouver, in Germany, you know, anywhere that they can bring the game. And you know, kind of the crazy thing to think about is that they could do it. You know, there's so much more expansion when you start talking about globally. There's a lot of money out there, and they certainly want to get their hands on every piece that they can. So, yeah, I mean, they're going to continue to bring it around and evolve it. I mean, they're not going to stop. The NFL's not going to stop making money. I can assure you that.
Alan Bell with CBS Sportsline joining us. You know, here we are, 20-plus free agents as far as the Tennessee Titans are concerned. You can look at it as the glass half full or half empty. If you're pessimistic, I mean, look, it only takes one team, you know, and I was throwing it out casually earlier where I'm passing by Alan Bell's table and I'm saying, like, Arizona wants you. And that's all I'm going to say. And as I walk to the bar or to the restroom or whatever, the bottom line is it only takes one other team out there willing to pay you additional dollars to all of a sudden make you more interested in leaving Nashville and leaving the Titans than staying.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and I think that's what, you know, makes this this situation so interesting for Tennessee is because, like you said, one, you've got a lot of free agents that are on the line. Two, many of them are big names, but you can't really make, you know, a ton of decisions until you get your quarterback and running back situations, you know, figured out. And, you know, not only do you have to figure out QB1 and, you know, running back one, but you're going to have to figure out who's your backup quarterback and your backup running back if they get rid of Deion Lewis. So, I mean, they have decisions all across the board that, you know, we're going to start to see how it's going to play out. You know, I think the big decision obviously is going to be, you know, Tannehill at quarterback. What do you do there? The Brady rumors, et cetera, et cetera. But they're going to have to make some really tough choices because not everybody can come back. They don't have the money to do it. And then, you know, then you start playing the musical chairs game of, you know, is it a Conklin? Is it a Logan Ryan? John Robinson's got some tough decisions to make.
Well, I mean, think about this, though, too. I mean, remember Roger Saffold. I mean, it took a while for him to all of a sudden make sense as far as the left side of the line. What if you're talking about no Jack Conklin, no Dennis Kelly? So great, you got Tannehill and Derrick Henry back, but if you can't find a way to put together a cohesive unit as far as that line, does it even make a difference?
Yep, see, you know what, and that's the biggest thing in terms of, you know, signing running backs. You know, everybody says, you know, don't pay him big money, it doesn't work out, and history certainly shows that it hasn't worked more than it has, but you just nailed it right there. It's not like a magic fairy comes down and says, oh, well, running back has money, it's not going to work. No, there's a tangible reason, and most of the time it's offensive line. You know, you look at, you know, the Cowboys with Ezekiel Elliott, it's offensive line. You look, I mean, just at any of these examples, Todd Gurley, the Rams, it's their offensive line. That's their biggest problem. So, you know, it doesn't make sense to sign, you know, these guys to big deals, but you have to cut your O-line, essentially your, you know, tangible, you know, half reason for them being that good. It's tough, man. I mean, there's a reason why these guys, you know, get paid big bucks. They got to make some tough decisions. And I'm really, really interested to see how the Titans do this because they've got multiple of them. They might have the most difficult decisions to make across the NFL in terms of free agents.
Alan Bell joining us so far early on as far as the NFL Combine is concerned. You know, one of the storylines that I'm interested in and seeing how this plays out as far as the draft, where Jalen Hurts from Oklahoma ends up. I mean, do I see him as a starting QB necessarily in the NFL? Not at this moment. But I certainly can see how his skill set would be, you know, perfect to help an offense be even that more creative.
Oh yeah, you know, and you know, he's going to be one of the most interesting names in the draft because you're exactly right. You know, if his stock starts to fall, which it doesn't appear that it's going to by any means, but you know, if you could draft him, you know, in a third, fourth, fifth round, you know, whatever.
See,
you know,
I was thinking the same. Down, I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah, that's a great. That is a great, you know, backup quarterback, you know, situation to have. Man, that is, I find that one of the most intriguing. I find that more intriguing than, you know, Joe Burrow and the Bengals. What do they do? It's that situation right there.
Alan, as always, we appreciate you. Remind the listeners again the best ways to keep up with your coverage and what they can expect also when they go to sportsline.com.